Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Dorothy Walters. Dorothy Walters is a 53-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 9/12/22. Appeared at that time a piece of steel weighing about 15 pounds was falling off of the table. Appeared she caught it awkwardly in an underhanded fashion and injured her elbow. Appeared she did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. She had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery, but remains unaware for final diagnosis. Period. She is no longer receiving any active care. Period. The paragraph has put the records supplied. She was seen at Inspira Urgent Care on 9/12/22. Period. X-rays of the right elbow showed no acute fractures or dislocations. Period. She was started on Tylenol and ice applications. Period. She was seen on 9/13/22 by Dr. Bowden, B-O-D-I-N. Period. He learned she went to catch an approximately 20-pound metal plate falling off a table with subsequent pain in the medial elbow. Period. She had a history of lateral elbow surgery with Dr. Bednar in the remote past with complete resolution of preoperative complaints. Period. That was secondary to a work injury. Period. He also elicited a history of neck surgery and rotator cuff surgery, as well as depression, esophageal spasm, and lupus. Period. Dr. Bowden diagnosed right elbow medial epicondylitis, comma, tear of the pronator muscle, comma, ulnar nerve entrapment at the elbow, comma, elbow sprain and right elbow pain. Period. His review of x-rays show both tunnels are noted in the lateral epicondyle, consistent with the patient's history of prior surgery. Period. She continued to be treated with Dr. Bowden. Period. She did undergo an elbow MRI on 9/26/22 to be inserted here. Period. On 11/23/22, he performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. They reviewed the MRI on 9/29/22. Period. Follow-up. On 11/10/22, she had full range of motion of the cervical spine. Parentheses, notwithstanding prior surgery, close parentheses, period. Ms. Walters followed up with Dr. Bowden again on 11/29/22, 6 days status post medial epicondylar debridement and repair. She was referred to occupational therapy for custom long arm orthosis. Period. This apparently was supplied on. Scratch that. This was evidently supplied in on 2/9/23. She reported feeling good following her last strength session. She still has difficulty lifting heavier items required to return to work full duty. However, her pain was 0/10 without medications. Period. She did have a functional capacity evaluation on 3/8/23 that found she put forth full effort. She was deemed capable of working in the medium physical demand category, having met 93.3% of the physical demands of her job as a senior welder. Period. Dr. Bowden reviewed these results with her on 3/16/23. Period. He then deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement and could return to work full duty. at the medium physical demand level in her position as a senior welder. Period. Physical exam. Extremity is upper. She remains partially closed. So, inspection of the shoulders for scars was not performed. Period. There was healed surgical scarring about the right medial and lateral elbow, but no swelling after a few effusions. Period. The rest of that is normal. Hands, wrists, elbows. Sphincosine's maneuver on the right elicited elbow tenderness that is non-physiologic, but was entirely negative on the left. Period. Resisted right elbow pronation elicited tenderness, but there was none on the left. Period. Resisted supination was negative bilaterally. Period. The rest of those maneuvers are normal. Spine cervical. I also did not look for cervical spine scars. Impressions. On 9/12/22, Dorothy Walters went to prevent a 15 to 20 pound steel plate from falling. Period. While doing so in an underhanded fashion, she felt pain in the left elbow. In the right elbow. Period. You've seen that same day at urgent care where x-rays were negative for acute fractures. Period. She then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Bowden. Period. She learned she had lateral elbow surgery with Dr. Bednar in the remote past. Period. She also had a history of lupus and right rotator cuff tear. Period. He initially treated her conservatively. Period. MRI was done and surgery was done, both to be inserted here. Period. She followed up postoperatively through an FCE. Period. In paragraph, the current examination of Ms. Walters found her to have full range of motion of the right upper extremity, including the elbow, without crepitus or tenderness. Period. There was no tenderness to palpation. Period. Provocative maneuvers elicited tenderness that will be inserted from above. Period. She did have intact strength and sensation. Period. New paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right arm. Period. Of this assessment, at least 5% is attributed to her previous lateral epicondylitis treated surgically by Dr. Bednar. Period. Ms. Walters has made an excellent clinical and functional recovery. Period.